What's up, everybody? I'm Megadon. You're listening to The Megadon Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we've always got you covered with real news and great conversation. Tell your friends, get the app, watch us on the YouTube, the X, or the Book of Faces. Get engaged, get involved. We're here for all of it. Debates, as long as you follow the three rules of debating with Maggie Don, which is do not deflect or dissemble, do not discriminate, and do not spread disinformation. And thus, we will have a great time together. You want to join the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. By now, we all know that Senate candidate and big Senate loser, Eric Hovde, lost and has now asked for a recount. But he didn't just go ask for the recount, which would have been the respectful and obvious thing to do. He put out a little video trading and just garbage, nothing, which I'm not going to play because I don't want to give air to all that conspiracy theory nonsense. But I do want to play Eric Hovde on a Righty Whitey talk radio station, which will remain unnamed, admitting that he lost. Let us take a listen. Cardi, this is going to be cut one.
I will definitely pick myself up and and move on and continue to fight for our wonderful country and state, which is why I got into this whole thing. It's the most painful loss I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Most painful loss. I would expect that a guy like Eric Hovde mostly gets his way. Like, whatever he puts on his Christmas wish list, Santa generally drops off. He has wanted for very little to nothing in his life. Admit that he lost. Now, a really smart guy who I enjoy following him on the twit, and basically what Eric Hovde circulated was a bunch of nonsense about the fact that it takes the city of Milwaukee longer to count its ballots. Because, they have more of them. I mean, like, how is this a mystery? Another way to explain this is the old red mirage, blue shift, which was very eloquently explained by Robert Reich on X. And I thought, like, hey, Hovde, I know you're listening to the Maggie Don Show. And why don't you get yourself some edumacation here? And let's take a listen. This is going to be cut to Robert Reich explaining the red mirage and blue shift.
There's a dirty Trump trick you need to look out for. He used it in 2020 to try to overturn. He's going to do it again. But it doesn't work if you know it's coming. Watch out for Trump to exploit something elections experts call the red mirage, to prematurely declare victory before all the votes are counted. You see, in almost every election, Republicans appear to take an early lead. That's the red mirage. Then that lead gets smaller throughout the night, which is called the blue shift. This happens because Republican votes tend to be counted before Democratic votes. It's not magic. Votes are counted by precinct, and Democrats tend to live in more densely populated urban precincts, while Republicans tend to live in more sparsely populated rural ones. It just takes longer to count the votes in a precinct with a lot of people than in a precinct with fewer people.
Duh. And then you add in this fact. Republicans in our state government blocked bipartisan legislation that would have permitted, you know, those larger precincts in the city of Milwaukee to start counting early votes or absentee ballots before Election Day. Because it takes a damn long time to open every single envelope, verify the registration. Like, you got to go through all this stuff. And because they can't count them until 7 a.m. on Election Day, it just takes a longer time. There are some interesting posts made on the twit by Republicans about Eric Hovde's nonsense. This is from, again, Republican. This guy's Tommy Thompson's former campaign manager. The Ronald Reagan of Wisconsin, if you will. This guy's name is Bill McCoshin. He said this: our side has to stop saying stupid S word about the turnout last Tuesday. There were more votes for president than there were for U.S. Senate. That's not uncommon. Look it up. Presidential race had 3.4 million votes and the U.S. Senate race had about 3.3. Yep. And the Senate broke for Tammy. Okay. Here's another Republican. He's an election expert and former state representative, Joe Hendrick. He's just the internet is awash with the mathematically challenged claiming fraud in the U.S. Senate election in Wisconsin because of a, quote, late night dump in Milwaukee stole the election from Hovday. This was predicted and well known. The actual Harris gain from the Milwaukee absentees was only 68,154. The Baldwin gain was 70,530. Again, facts matter, at least they should, unless you're Eric Hovde. Ugh, he can take his mustache and go kick rocks for all I am worried about it. Of course, we'll do the recount. He's happy to light his $100 bills on fire, yo. We'll take his money for the recount and nothing will change about the outcome of the election. But I am completely over Mr. Hovde. Let's take a couple of quick callers here. If I can get my mouse up there so I can actually do that, let's see. Perhaps, Cardi, you can put Jack from Merrimack on. Hey, Jack, go ahead. You're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thank you. Yes. First of all, thank you for not playing more of the MAGA lies that Hovde would spout. We've heard plenty of those in the last 9-10 years since 2015. He's not the one that's been spouting all of them, of course. But anyway, I had an economics question, and I know that's your background and your thing.
I love econ questions. Go ahead.
I have read that 10% of our government finances comes from corporate taxes these days. And I have read that in the past, in that golden age when that the Megalinos won from the 50s and 60s, approximately 30%.
Jack, I got to hop in there. 10% now from corporate taxes, 30% later. I will verify that and get back to y'all. I got to take care of some business. We'll be right back. I'll tell you how I know that Hegseth dude. We know each other. I've got 2 degrees of separation from DJT. You're going to want to hear about it here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.